somewhat self-insure on health insurance as well, and you can go for the major medical. That's exactly a good analogy for home insurance and auto, because if you have an older auto that you have paid for and you're not required to have insurance from the lender, then you can do a liability or a full coverage. I mean, a full coverage with a lot higher deductible and bring your payments down to where it would be almost like having liability only.
And make it pretty good. And I know one thing, it tells me about your company that you want to do quotes, which is you're pretty proud of your product, meaning it's priced well.
Oh, absolutely. Nationwide has incredibly great rates and incredibly great home insurance coverage.
And I will tell you this, folks, you do need to shop around, and I'll tell you why. I had a lady, this just happened 2 days ago. Agent come in, she said, Scott, this is what we were quoted. And they went, I don't know where they went, so I'm not disparaging anybody. It wasn't you, by the way. And they almost blew the deal. Because the quote they got was, I don't know where they got it from. It was double what we figured. Yeah, it probably was. I can't. She just said a name and it probably was. But she needs to go back and redo this.
Right.
So be careful. And what was? But also, apples to apples, oranges to oranges.
Absolutely.
And I'm big on this replacement cost. You have to. Let's just throw out if you non-replacement costs.
Actually, we don't even do a policy anymore. Absolutely no policies go out of our office that are not full replacement value.
Talk about that. Well, when I first got in real estate, okay, a long, long time ago. The good or smart, yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, when they were still riding on rocks. A lot of people did that, and I watched two different people that I knew, personal friends of mine, and it wasn't replacement costs, and it was devastating.
Yes.
I mean, they got... Okay, so they've got messed up.
Actual cash value is what you're talking about.
Yes, well, that's what they called it, because it was dirty words. You can't say it on the radio.
I know.
But it's horrible. But
it is. ACV, also known as ACV, acronym for actual cash value. What they're saying is that if you, let's say somebody comes in and robs you, and let's say they steal your sofa. Your sofa, you paid $5,000 for it 5 years ago. Okay, an actual cash value policy is going to pay you, it's going to depreciate it and end up giving you $1,000 to replace that sofa. Full replacement cost is going to give you $5,000 to replace your sofa. Big difference. Same thing with your house.
Huge difference.
Yes.
Well, I just remember, of course, now your TVs have got cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah.
But back then, I saw it stuck in my head. He bought this. And remember, back this is a long time ago. He bought a big, huge TV and weighed about 5 million pounds because I helped him carry it in. But it was like $2,000.
Exactly.
And back then, that was a lot of money for a TV.
Exactly.
Of course, that was lost. And I don't think they gave him like $150
I was going to say, they probably gave him a couple of $100 for it.
And so he, you know, got nothing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, another thing to really, really, really consider on home insurance is what is called slow seepage water coverage, which is what Nationwide and just a couple of other companies offer in their quotes. Now, I have heard that some companies offer it now, but it's an additional price. So if you don't ask for slow seepage water coverage and compare, you know, at, like you say, apples to apples, then a lot of people don't even know what it is. And when they are hit with that claim and that presented with that catastrophe, they're devastated if they don't have that coverage. Now, sudden discharge of water is like if your hot water heater burst and flood your house, or, you know, there's water that's inside your, in a washing machine, things like that, that burst and cause water throughout your home. But slow seepage water coverage is if water's penetrating into your home from exterior or anywhere. Actually, your hot water heater could be leaking, your washing machine could be leaking, and you just don't know about it. It goes undetected for a long period of time, and it causes extensive damage and or mold. And mold has to be remediated, which is very expensive. And sometimes you detect these problems with upper respiratory issues in the family, and they don't know why. And then they find out that they've had a slow seepage issue.
Well, okay, Liz, we were on seepage. Oh, that just sounds horrible.
I know, slow seepage.
I'm going to tell you from past experience on a rental house that I had, seepage, and it was a leak in the slab.
Yeah.
And this is an older house, because, you know, the new houses, they use that PEX stuff that you know, they don't run in the slab, which the plumbers swear by it. To me, it still kind of scares me, but they swear by it, so I believe them. But the old days, we had copper lines in the slab. So something happened, you know, it kind of rusted through, or maybe a nail was in there, but it didn't leak for 5 years.
Right.
And then you have to go in and bust that slab up. It was a big expense.
Yes.
And there was a lot of companies that just said, no, we don't cover slab leakage.
Yes, we do.
That's huge. That is in your base.
policy. Yeah, that's in our policy.
Folks,
yeah.
It's, if you have a house, it's, yeah. I'm going to say at least 10 years old, maybe not right, but it's 20 for sure. That's a huge, huge deal because you're talking 10 grand at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had slow seepage water coverages claims up to $65,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And so if you're faced with that as a homeowner, you're devastated. You are. And you're mad, by the way. You're mad.
Well, it's messy. It's all over your house. It's a bad deal. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, and the people will tell me, you know, I wasn't covered and I was devastated. And I was mad because my insurance company did not tell me I was not covered for that. So it's all inclusive in ours with Nationwide. Now, we're an agency. So we do offer other policies and other companies. Nationwide's our main carrier, and we try to write every homeowner through there. But sometimes, you know, lenders will call us and say, hey, we have a DTI issue, which is debt to income. I'm sure you know about that. Mm-hmm. And we will have to write them in another company just to get them in their home.
Cheaper policy.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll never offer an ACV, actual cash value, but we will take off, you know, we'll go with a company that does not offer slow seepage and things like that. But the customer knows they are very aware of what they're buying. And typically what they do is when they get closed, they'll come back and we'll write them through Nationwide.
To kind of help get in there and
exactly.
Get their payments down to start with. One thing that's a huge deal we brought up earlier is hail in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, just this last week, you know, there was big threats of it. You saw it all around us. Didn't hit San Angelo, but all our surrounding towns got some, I heard, golf ball size hail. And it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
It's not maybe, it could, might. It's going to happen.
Yes.
But what I've heard a lot of deals, especially people have several rent properties, because which we can talk about later too, is rentals, is a lot of the rent policies, they're wanting to exclude hail.
That shouldn't be ever.
Okay. Well, I'm just
that's crazy.
Been brought to us. Well, it is because it's going to hail in San Angelo. I'm just
well,
telling
now
you.
I guess if you have a renter's policy, you know, you own a rent house.
You own the rent house.
Yeah, and you can buy a stripped down model, and it's called a fire policy or standard, you know, standard fire.